My name's Chuck. Don's
Chuck
my partner.
All right.
I'm just Chuck. Yeah, you betcha. Hey, we're about 20 seconds from airtime. Quick question. Are we able, we border Nebraska, are we able to talk about where you grew up?
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, stand by. I'll be right with you.
Meeting regarding Windsor Manor, Thursday, March 1st. Times will be at 4:30 and 6 p.m. at the Wabash Wine Company in Shenandoah. Call today to make your reservation. 246-2194.
Hey, 47, thanks a lot for joining us here on KMA on a Wednesday. And, Chuck, we will not use the word no whatsoever in the next 8 minutes or so. Yes.
No, we won't.
Yes, Energy, the equation to do less, make more. Laurel Langmeyer is with us. And, Laurel, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're great. Thanks a lot for joining us. And you're before we talk about the book, congratulations on that. You're a Midwest girl.
I am. I grew up in Mead, Nebraska. Can you believe it? It's outside of Wahoo, Fremont. People know a little better.
Sure.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, our own Mike Peterson's a Fremont graduate. And
Mead
Mead still have its own high school?
It does. Can you believe it? Because my little nieces and nephews go there. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, but I still hold track records there, my little speedster legs. Are you kidding? It was so funny. My son actually was there last year and went to the school to see it where I went. And he's like, Mom, you're still on the board. You know, like, I said, well, why shouldn't I be? He's like, well, because you're old.
Well, yeah. Congratulations on that.
Yeah,
still having
so
your name
funny,
up there
though.
On the board. Yeah.
That's so
all right.
Funny.
So a sprinter or distance runner?
Well, now I run distance, but then it was sprint is 400.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is funny. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, the new book Don mentioned is out. It's the Yes Energy, and it's a great copy. In fact, we've got two of them we're going to give away.
Cool.
Tell us about the beginning
yes,
journey
energy.
When you started writing that, Laurel.
Well, I knew, I mean, I've kind of, you know, growing up in Nebraska, right, I was kind of teased about it. I said, you know, I think a lot of kids wake up those days and you kind of look at your family and say, how did I get here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so at 17, I was given Think and Grow Rich. I got on this mission about how to find out how people make money. And most of my work is about how to make millionaires and get people to make money and be an entrepreneur. But this no energy that's in the world from the recession, depression, you know, really spurred this book. And so Hay House, who's my new publisher and just amazing, they wrote, you know, Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay and all, you know, those kinds of folks said, write about you. Like, you've lived through this. You lived through the best of times, now the worst of times, and, you know, we're a very long-standing company still doing this, and a lot died during that time. And I said, I'm not going to write about me. And they said, you always say yes and figure out how. Just do it. And so I said yes and figured out how. So so it's really a commitment. It's a way of life. It's sort of just an energy about how people live life. And then I wrote an equation with 8 pieces of a formula from change your conversation, get a team, really trust your gifts, like capitalize on your gifts. If you're not going to do it, somebody's going to do it. Somebody's already making money that way. So there's definite money slant because that's what I'm an expert in. But it's really a book about get yes energy in your life, in your family life, in all areas of your life. Say yes. Figure out how, because someone's already done it. So you don't have to work hard. This isn't a hard request. This is what do you want in your life kind of request. So it's a really much broader book than I've ever done. And the numbers are coming in so staggering. It's amazing. I mean, I can tell by the response from the world that this is just, you know, it'll be another bestseller.
Well, I think that you really did hit on a hot button, and the media gets blamed for helping people stay negative by talking about only the bad stories, and certainly there, you don't have to look far to find something kind of depressing in the world, but conversely, you don't have to look very far to find something pretty uplifting.
Yeah, you're right, and I think that's really when, you know, when I'm asked, well, what should people do? I said, start finding that. What's that one thing you can shift in your life today? What forward motion can you put in your life today? Not live the same day. If you live in the same day every day, which, you know, it's interesting how people get committed to a routine that absolutely doesn't work. So, I think they're just going to work harder at that routine that doesn't work. So it's really about looking at all these different areas of your life and shifting them. And really, what do you want? What are your dreams? What are you compromising? A lot of people, because of the media spin, and now all we hear about is this presidential, you know, noise that, you know, which just irritates me because they're not in an entrepreneurial conversation. They're not in the right tax conversation. They're not in an economic recovery conversation. I mean, they think they are, but not going to happen that way. So that's all people hear. Is that and the controversy versus what can you do in your own household, in your own community today to create something new in your life and always be looking for that. And, you know, a walk to millionaire status in this kind of a recovery environment is easily 3 to 5 years. Like never could my financial work be more appropriate, because, I mean, assets are on sale. Interest rates are still low. I mean, it's a hot, hot, hot time. And you can either sit and watch the recovery and get all tangled up in, you know, your, you know, dramas and what's not working, or get to it. And if you don't know how to get to it, somebody's already done what you want to do. And I think that's just such a critical message. People hear that, but they don't activate on it.
Mm-hmm. Not only thinking, but you have to use a different set of vocabulary in it, too.
Yeah.
No more ifs, maybes, might, any of that type of stuff, right?
Mm-mm. So it's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's when. And it's, and that's really, I mean, this book's going to be, I mean, it is already a brand changer for us. I mean, we have VS Energy merchandise from an energy drink. I partnered with a guy, a billionaire, who's created this amazing, very organic, some, just, you know, all those energy drinks are so full of sugar and caffeine. So from an energy drink to, you know, hydration to, we have Yes Energy wine. I mean, we're merchandising this brand all over. I mean, you're going to see it all over because people need it. And so we're going to get to the households of America for Yes Energy. And it's not, and this isn't just about, again, the finance area. It's what are you doing with your health? What are you doing in your family? What about your relationships? I mean, there's so much toleration and compromise and blaming coming out of this recession, depression, that it's take one step at a time, take one step a day, but change what you do every day. And I think that's, mm-hmm. that's where people get tangled up. And from, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm from, you know, right around the corner from you guys. So from the Midwest to the Southeast, it's easy to stay in a pattern of, and look side to side. And it's not just there, but I know it's more prevalent. It's look side to side and say, well, that's what everybody else is doing. Well, if what everyone else is doing isn't what you want, then don't do it.
Sure, absolutely. Great advice.
It's so obvious.
You know, you're building the Yes brand that you mentioned. May I suggest your sequel book could either be titled Yes Again or Still Yes. Is that a possibility?
That's good. I love that. and you still say yes. You know, because it's going to be it is timeless advice. It's how I've lived. I mean, I've gone through a divorce. I'm a single mom, a 5-year-old, a 12-year-old. I have an international company. I have offices in Sydney. Just don't visit Sydney like a lot of folks actually have offices there. And, you know, so how do I get it done? I say yes. You know, I said yes to becoming an Australian bestseller, too, not just American, which will happen this month, beginning of March. We're going to go figure out how to do it in Australia. No Americans ever figured it out. I said yes, and now I'm like pulling my little hairs out going, what was I thinking? but, you know, a lot of people hear that and say, well, it's just too much work to do those things. Well, what else are you doing with your life? You know, and I
also,
Les Brown is a very dear friend of mine, and, you know, he's world-renowned for all his messages, and like he said, you know, somebody's waiting for every gift and talent that you have. And if you decide to rip off the world, don't sit and whine about it because you want to sit on your rear. I know, and it's true because everyone can do something to better their life. And
you bet you they can. And we're going to help two people right now
go on
that journey or begin that journey. We have two copies of the book to give away. Yes Energy is the name, Laurel Langmeyer. And it's going to be easy for you to win. Caller 3, caller 6 at 800-234-5622, local 846-5270. Laurel, please direct our listeners to a website. They can find out more.
I want to go to yesenergybook.com. You go there, you're going to get a 5-day boot camp, I call it, where we're going to put you right into Yes Energy activities. And then we're going to have you listen to 44 world leaders and how they found Yes Energy in their life. So go to yesenergybook.com, and they can just keep following this whole movement.
Congratulations on another great book, and thanks a lot talking with us this morning, and hope to have you back soon. Mead High School graduate. Laurel, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Have a stunning day.
You bet. 8:55 at KMA.
Thanks a lot, Laurel.
Hey, thank you. I'll come back. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Oh, awesome. We'd love to have you, and sorry we didn't have more time, but we love your energy. Keep it up, and keep us in the loop when you write that sequel, okay?
I will. Thanks, you guys.
All right,
have a good
care.
Day.
Bye-bye. Bye.